I call this exercise visualization time traveler, just for fun. The reason is that you're going to go back in time to a younger version of yourself. You're going to choose what younger version of yourself to go back to, and each time you do this visualization, you can choose a different time in your life. The idea is that at different points in your life, you may have needed something. You may have been hurt or in trouble or afraid or alone or whatever. And this exercise is taking your current self and going back in time to your former self to do the kind of work that you needed to be done then. But it turns out you can actually do it now. So sit in a comfortable position. Allow your eyes to close. And focus for a moment on your breathing. Just following your breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Your breath is perfectly fine, and you can just watch it without needing to change it or alter it. And as you do this, think about what would make sense right now for you to choose in terms of deciding what younger version of yourself at this point could use a little bit of help. This can be a younger version of yourself from last week or yesterday or a year or two ago. Or it could go all the way back to your teen years or your childhood. As I said, each time you do this exercise, you may go back to a different point in your life. But just use your intuition right now to pick something that pops out into your mind of a time when you needed help, when you were afraid or alone or hurt. And see if you can picture that former version of yourself, your younger self, right now. See if you can picture that younger self in that time frame that you're going back to. And as you think about your current self, going back to your younger self with kindness, with caring, with wisdom. Sometimes there may be some reticence or a bit of resistance to going back to that younger version of yourself. And if you happen to notice that, just recognize that that's a part of you that has that resistance. And you can simply ask that part of you if it will give you the space to go back to your younger self right now. If it will step aside for a moment just to allow your wise and caring self to go back to your younger self who's definitely in need. And if that's okay, then just picture your younger self at whatever age you've chosen. See if you can see him or her in a room or in your house or wherever it may be. And see if you can go there right now across time and space so that the two of you meet. so that your current self walks into the room to be with your younger self, to sit down, to see him or her, to know exactly what your younger self is feeling right now, because you've been there. To see if you can bring to your younger version of yourself a kindness, a caring, and a compassion. And this may come naturally right now. But if it doesn't for whatever reason, if there's a little bit of resistance to that within you, just again notice that that is a part of you that may feel that way. And this is common. And you can ask that part of you if it will give you a little bit of space, if it will step aside for a moment, to allow your kind and caring and compassionate self to be there right now with your former self. And if that's okay, you can just go ahead. And maybe you can visualize putting your arm around your younger self or rubbing his or her back. And just being there for them. Letting them know that you're here to help. You're here to guide them. And maybe that younger version of yourself is afraid or alone. Maybe he or she puts her or his head on your shoulder, maybe crying a bit even. And see if you can offer a deep level of caring and compassion. What are the words that you would be saying to this younger version of yourself right now? Would you be telling him or her that this is not their fault? That you're here now to love them and care for them? That you're here to be protective? To let this younger version of yourself know that he or she is okay, and that they're going to be okay, that they will get through this. See if your younger version of yourself can hear these words, that he or she can know that you're there with love and caring right now, to feel that, and to see if they can really hear you, if they can hear these words. You can say to your younger self that they deserve better, that you're here to help them, and that you can help them change the story, change the situation right now that they're in, that you can speak on their behalf, that you can act on their behalf. And that you can do what needs to be done to help them right now. You can help your younger version to speak up and say what needs to be said, or you can do it for him or her. Asking your younger self what he or she needs right now, and then making that happen, doing that, saying those words to whoever, to her friends or colleagues or mother or father, saying what needs to be said, standing up for her, and maybe doing what needs to be doing. Maybe she needs to be protected. Maybe he needs to be protected. So you can act on their behalf. Allowing them to be safe by taking away danger, by taking away the threat, by doing whatever you need to do to remove any kind of hurts or any kind of danger right now. And maybe that means getting angry and standing up and shouting or screaming or acting on their behalf towards someone who's hurting them. You can do all of that right now. Your job is to make that younger version of yourself safe. And take as long as you need to create the scenes to make that happen, to change the story, to change the memories that had occurred in the past. And letting that play out in whatever way it does, doing what your younger version needs you to do. And now, asking your younger self if he or she would like to go somewhere, would like to get away. Where can the two of you go together that would be fun, that would be joyous, that would be safe, that would be happy? Deciding where to go right now. And then going there together. Maybe it's a cozy home. Maybe it's a beach, maybe it's a park, maybe it's an ice cream store, wherever it is that your younger version of yourself would feel safe and happy with you. Picture yourself being together. Picture yourself connecting and talking. Just sitting or playing or enjoying whatever it is to enjoy there. And see how that feels. Allowing these feelings of safety to just percolate, to just be there and sink in as you feel them for both of you. And enjoying this scene and this situation for as long as you like. Now I'd like you to ask this younger version of yourself if he or she is able and willing and ready to give up some of the hurts from the situation that he or she was just rescued from. To see if they're willing to give up those hurts, to allow those hurtful feelings, to allow that hurtful situation to be let go of. Maybe they're ready to let go of all of it, or maybe just some of it. But whatever the case, if they're ready to let go of it, see what they would like to do with those feelings, with those hurts. Maybe they'd like to put them in a box or bury them in the ground. Maybe they'd like to burn them in a fire or throw them into a river or a lake. Or maybe they just want to send them up into the air. Usually they'll know what they want to do. So arrange for that to happen, taking whatever amount of those feelings or hurts from that difficult time and putting them away, sending them away in the method of his or her choosing. And just watching them as they leave, letting them go, taking some deep breaths of safety, taking some deep breaths of letting go of the hurts. Doing this together as a team. And seeing how that feels. To be together. See if it feels more at peace, more content, more at ease. And letting that younger version of yourself know that you can come back at any time to him or her to help with the same situation or other situations that need to be altered, that need to be changed. You have the power to do that. And as this younger version of yourself feels safer, more at ease, more at peace, you will feel the same way because you carry that younger version of yourself within you. And as you now imagine coming back to the present, coming back to your life, taking with you the feelings of letting go of hurts, taking with you the feelings of allowing yourself to be more at ease, content, and being grateful for having the ability to do this, being grateful for what you have and who you are. And taking some nice deep breaths, and whenever you're ready, allowing your eyes to open, coming back to the present, knowing that you can repeat this visualization in any way you like in the future.